On July 8th, 2018, Eric Bornemeyer stood on hallowed ground.
In the field, the exact day, 74 years, at the exact time, at the exact weather.
On July 8th, 1944, German forces shot down Army pilot George Frankie Wilson over northern France, minutes before his B-17 was set to bomb their V-1 guided missile sites.
I cannot erase the smell, the feel of being there, and it was just really quiet.
Lieutenant Wilson was 24 years old. His remains stayed hidden somewhere in northern France. Bornemeyer had a hypothesis from his research of old military records.
The crew, as they bailed out, they said, "We got captured right away, and we landed close to the plane." And then the German report said, "We captured them in Montchiquiou."
Bornemeyer found a YouTube video from that town of 300. He wrote to the man who posted it.
And I said, "Hey, I'm coming into town. I don't speak any French. I need a place to stay." He fired back. He's like, "Hey, I got you covered."
Off Bornemeyer went to Montchiquiou. Even before he got there, the town rallied to help him.
This 18-year-old, he's like, "Hey, I love World War II history. Can I help?" I'm like, "What you got?" And he's like, "Well, I got a metal detector." I'm like, "You're hired."
They took the metal detector to places where the townsfolk told Bornemeyer to search. It turned up
these pieces of propeller, avionics, grade metal, the riveting and the skin.
Bornemeyer found pieces of that B-17, plus a small piece of the plexiglass window.
And you can see the burn right here, and you can see the bubbling as the plane burned.
And 50 caliber bullets.
And there's 50 cals and weaponry in the river too. A lot of the weapons, the townspeople grabbed them and chucked them in the river.
So the Germans wouldn't get them. Then an eyewitness to the 1944 crash, now in his 90s, told Bornemeyer that he remembered it like it was yesterday.
I looked up and I saw the plane. It circled around the town three times.
Long enough for Wilson's 9 crew members to escape.
When it came straight down, it caught fire and then exploded.
The witness walked up to the fiery scene and described what he saw.
The position of the aircraft, the location of the aircraft, there was bombs that were unexploded.
Bornemeyer is all but certain this is Lieutenant Wilson's plane and crash site, but he still needs the local police report to locate the heroic Army pilot.
They'll say, "Hey, this and this and this happened. This is what we found, and this is what we did with deceased."
While flying home to Utah, Bornemeyer got word Lieutenant Wilson may have been buried at a church or a forgotten shrine within minutes of where he searched. Still, Eric and his wife, Sunny, are still celebrating.
I've never seen my dad excited, and my family's excited, and I've talked to relatives that I haven't spoken to in 10, 20 years.
About the agony of not knowing where a loved one is.
It's hard to mourn something that you're not quite sure of how to mourn.
But the Bornemeyers are securing their passports for another trip to France, where they and their children hope to find George together. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.